Moderation in the Gospel, Elder Bernard P. Brockbank, Bernard P. Brockbank, Conference Report, April 1965, pages 131-132, Brothers and sisters, we are here today because of revelation from the Lord. I am going to be very brief, but I would just like to share with you a recent experience, one that many of us often have, shortcomings of moderation. As I traveled from New York to Chicago on the way to this conference, I was seated next to a VIP from one of the large industrial firms of the world. He was well educated as a leader and as a lawyer in his profession. He said that he had met and personally knew several Mormons in responsible positions and that he was impressed with their loyalty, their integrity, and their dedication. During our conversation on religion, he said that he knew little about the Bible, but he believed in moderation regarding the laws and commandments of God. This sounds good, and sometimes we find ourselves indulging in the same type of thinking. I asked him how moderation worked on the commandment, thou shalt not kill. How does it work on the commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery? How does it work on the commandment, thou shalt not steal? And after taking thought, he said, moderation doesn't seem to work in all cases. I asked him how it worked in regard to the great law given by the Savior, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. He said, moderation kills the strength of this great law. Justification of sin, whether in moderation or otherwise, is not from God. It is deceitfully inspired by Satan. May I be a little personal? Have you ever justified weakness and sin in moderation? Do you personally have anything to repent of? Of course we know the answer. How long have you had the sin or weakness that you desire to repent of? It is easier to give a sermon on repentance than to practice repentance. Repentance principle of re-education. What is the next move of one who has a problem to repent of? Have you taught repentance to your children? It is of such vital importance in God's program that it must be taught and learned and understood. Do your children know how to repent? Real and deep-seated love for God and Jesus Christ comes into the human soul when forgiveness of sin and weakness comes from the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. His sacrifice and atonement becomes more genuine and purposeful when one repents and receives divine relief and forgiveness from sin and weakness. How would you feel if the golden opportunity of repentance were canceled? God's righteousness and spiritual growth, as well as many other basic principles, are founded on repentance. Repentance is the one important part of the refiner's fire that brings the human soul to celestial glory. God placed Satan on this earth to tempt man. Man has appetites and human frailties to master and conquer. The human, godlike mind must be trained to be in full control of the soul and life of man. Fear and the appetites too often creep in and crush out the control of the mind. Self-control and self-mastery in righteousness is the real joy of this life, attaining self-control and perfection. I often reflect on the temptations of the Master. Do you think he gloried and enjoyed his strength and ability to say no to Satan, to say no to the temptation of weakness, even after the flesh and the body had been placed under 40 days of fasting? Repentance founded on Jesus Christ is one way to attain self-control and perfection. I'd just like to speak personally. My own experience with repentance is teaching me that knowing the weakness and desiring to repent of it is not sufficient to eliminate the problem from my life. I found that I must again put my mind, my God-given brain, in charge and not let the habit or the weakness run on and inhibit my progress. Sin in any form stops spiritual progress. I am finding that I have to memorize what I desire to repent of so that when I go to do it again I know what I told the Lord. No wonder that in the gospel of Jesus Christ faith and repentance are the first principles. God's program of righteous growth and eternal progress is founded on faith and repentance. Both are free, both are gifts from God, but both are of no value unless used. Parents, you are God's representatives in the home. May we teach and use repentance ourselves and teach our children and our neighbors and our friends to do likewise. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.